so that we're clear. Say, Jesus, you're the Holy One. Can we give him a thank offering? When the child who was born, where is the child who was born to be king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star, and they had seen it at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and worshipped him. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. And some versions say, or translations say, by another way. Amen. I don't want to be remiss. He was here in his granddaddy role, but Dr. Jerry Green, district superintendent of the Washington District, you still in the house? God bless you. Give God thanks. You're more than welcome. Amen. He is worshiping with his daughter and son in love. Amen. Amen. Repeat these words after me, please. Possibilities are fertile when you follow the light of Jesus. The light, the light, the light, the light, the light, the light, the light. Some of y'all already went back to last Sunday, didn't you? Yeah. See, for those of you who were not here, last Sunday, Brother Mendel Holt broke off this gospel hip-hop piece emphasizing the light. And Dr. Green, right while Mendel was and the mass choir were ministering to us, my mind went right to the second chapter of Matthew, and it focused in on the light. And as we prepare to celebrate the Christ's birth, the season of giving and receiving of gifts, and as we come to the close of the year of 2018, I want to inspire and impress upon us the point to stay focused on the light of Jesus. Is that all right? This text in Matthew tells us that the wise men, also known as the Magi or astronomers, possibly from Persia, followed the light of a particular star that shined in the east. And it led them to Jerusalem in sight in search of the Christ child. Family, when I read this text, it caused me to ask myself, how many people do I know, including myself, would follow a star? Looking at stars is one thing. I love looking at stars in the night, especially since I moved to gorgeous Gaithersburg where there are no buildings blocking the view of the night sky. I love looking at the stars at night, but looking at stars and following a star goes beyond my common sense. Anybody with me? Following a star goes against our intelligence. Following a star borders on ignorance. It also made me think, family, that for some to follow Jesus, let alone go looking for Jesus, is challenging of the same reason. It goes beyond our intelligence, and it goes beyond some people's common sense, and to try to look for or to follow Jesus borders on ignorance for some. But beyond our intellect and understanding, God has a way of leaving a sign that leads us. Do I have a witness? God has a way of leaving a sign that guides us to where God is. Do I have a witness? See this with me, family. The Magi didn't simply admire the star. The Magi didn't simply study the star. But the Magi followed the star. In this Christian enterprise, there are some people that admire Christianity. There are some people that study Christianity. And even though they admire Christianity and study Christianity, they will not follow Christianity. I know y'all don't want to hear this. It's 2 days before Christmas and you want to hear about a baby born in Bethlehem. But there are people who study and admire Christianity, but they're not willing to follow. Some people admire Jesus. Some people even study Jesus. Some people get this, even serve on behalf of Jesus, but they're not willing to follow Jesus. I know you don't want to hear about that. I know you want to hear about Christmas trees and all the lights and all the presents. But there's something to be said about this text. Check this. The Magi followed the star to Jerusalem. And guess what? The light went out. Catch up with me now. The Magi went to the place where a king or where Jesus should be, based on what people thought. But Jesus wasn't there. Sad truth, family, a person can go to a church place looking for Jesus and will not find Jesus because some of the people are void of the light of Jesus. Family, let me warn you, if you don't already know, if you're not careful, something can happen in you or to you that will cause you to lose your light. That will cause you to be a lightless Christian. I don't mean light in weight. I mean light in spirit. Magi arrived in Jerusalem, a place where Jews lived and worshiped. And the Magi asked the question, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? Where we saw his star when it rose and we came to worship him? No one could tell them in Jerusalem. No Jews could tell the Magi where to find Jesus. King Herod called together the chief priests and the teachers of the law, but they did not know where to find Jesus. He called together the teachers and the teachers of the law and the priests, and they could not, y'all not with me. He called together the church people, and they could not tell the Magi where to find Jesus. Those priests and teachers probably admired Jesus. They probably admired prophecy. They probably, these teachers and scribes, they probably studied prophecy, but they didn't follow prophecy because they would have been able to tell the Magi where Jesus is. Don't miss this, family. The Magi, outsiders recognize the importance of Jesus' birth, but the Jews, the insiders didn't know where to find Jesus. Did you know that a person could be in the church, a part of the church as a member, and still be an outsider in the church? Huh? And then there are people that are outside the church that are in and down with Jesus. Let me say it another way. A person can be in the church and not be in Christ. When the Magi told King Herod of this cosmic sign that announced the birth of the new king, Herod and the whole city, the text says, were terrified. They were trembling. They were troubled because there is somewhere in town a new king. Herod gathers together the kingdom's top political advisors and spiritual gurus and ask them where the Messiah is supposed to show up. They did a quick Google search in the Bible, and the scripture popped up. It says that the baby would be in Bethlehem, the city of David. It's where the new king, the promised one, is to be born. And Herod talks to the Magi, probably. Takes him out by his chariot out on the church parking lot. And has a meeting after the meeting. He sends them to Bethlehem. and directs them to Bethlehem, Herod does, and says to them, when you get to Bethlehem and you locate the baby, let me know so that I can prepare myself and come to pay respects. But it's all a trick. Herod's plan to kill the Magi and kill this new upstart king. Family, the irony is in all of this is the same scripture that promises the coming of the Messiah to deliver the people from oppression and injustice. Herod attempts to maintain oppression and injustice by the same scripture. The same scripture that points the wise men towards God's coming in Bethlehem is the same scripture that Herod uses to get in God's way. If you were to read further in Matthew chapter 2, you would know that Herod's intent is not worshiping, but killing Jesus. Herod is not disturbed because he had missed a prophetic moment. Herod is not disturbed that the birth of a new king means that his position and power and prestige is now in jeopardy. Herod's conspiracy brings to mind, family, that the words of Dr. Martin Luther King that reminds us that privileged groups seldom give up their privilege and power voluntarily. And the question is, how does goodness survive when badness has a conspiracy plan and power? Did you hear what I said? How does goodness prevail when badness has a conspiracy plan and power? Well, let me tell you, badness may have a plan and a level of power, but the Lord always keeps watch over the Lord's people. Do I have a witness? God always has the last say. God always has the last word. Do I have a witness? And the Lord has all power. Donald and the trumpeteers thought that they had presidential power and having together a conspiracy plan. Donald and his trumpeteers thought that they would have their way with the world, but look at God. There was a time I got sick and tired of watching the news, but now I tune in. Get me some popcorn and watch the news. Why? Because it's about to go down against Donald and the trumpeteers. Look at God, Donald's presidency and Donald's plan and Donald's power is beginning to come apart. Thanks be to God. The word says of Jesus, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Jesus says, am the Alpha and the Omega. I don't want you to miss this point, family. Herod, the chief priests, and the scribes draw on their tradition, their history, and their scripture to point them to Bethlehem in order to kill Jesus and to stop God's coming into the world. Yet, it is the same scripture Herod attempts to use to harm the Magi. It's the same scripture that eventually brings these Magi, these seekers, great joy. When the Magi set out for Bethlehem, the light, they were leaving Jerusalem. When they were coming from the east, probably from Persia, and made it to Jerusalem, the light went out. And now, after having all of these procedures and processes with Herod and his boys, as they leave for Bethlehem, guess what? The light comes back on. Y'all missing this. You're missing this. The light of the star reappears and lights their way. The star finally stops in the sky, the scripture says, over the place where Jesus was. The Magi are overwhelmed with joy. They finally see Jesus, now probably about 2 years old, in the arms of his mama Mary. In spite of the humble scene, they kneel down and pay homage and respect and worship Jesus. The Magi worship Jesus, opening their treasure chest and offer the famous gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All gifts fit for the coronation of a king. The Magi had followed the light of the star. They follow their intuition. They follow discernment. And now come face to face with the divine child. Family, the text tells us that an angel comes to the wise men in a dream and tells them of Herod's plan. They escape by leaving the country by another way. King James Version says they leave this country, they leave their for their country another way. The Magi, the light, for the Magi, the light of the star drew them to the light that guides them into the presence of the Holy One, Jesus. And so here we are today, gathered in worship, somehow gathered around a very similar scene. And in spite of the reputation of the church as a people who get in the way of God, somehow here we are again following the light of the star, hoping to find that overwhelming joy and be face to face in encounter with God. The kind face to face, the kind of faith, the kind of worship, the kind of joy that the Magi experienced. Face to face with the Almighty God. We hope to have such an experience that when we leave from this place, we go home another way. We hope to have an encounter with the holiness of God in this place so that when we leave, we are different and better than we've ever. I wish I had a witness in this place. An experience that sends us home changed, clothed in our right mind. We are at our best when people are able to come face to face with the living God. Do I have a witness? We are at our best when we share our gifts and our joy and even our hurts with God. We are at our best when we are sent out into the world to be inspired, to inspire others by the light of Christ in us. Don't miss your shout. We are at our best when we bring healing and love and hope to others by the light of Christ. Jesus, much later in life, calls his disciples together and says, "You are the light of the world." Vernacular, y'all are the light. Y'all are the light of the world. Can we share some good news this morning? Turn to your pew partner and say, Jesus says that you are the light of the world. My, what a compliment. That was reserved for Jesus. That was a compliment. That was Jesus, but he gives it to you and he gives it to me. Oh, don't miss your shout this morning. You are the light of the world. Family, when you are inspired by the light of Jesus, you don't merely go home. You don't merely go home a different way. You go home a different person. No. You go home with a different personality. No. You go home with a different persona. No. You go home in a different perspective. When the Spirit of God rests on you by the light of the Holy Spirit. When you have been inspired by the light, you don't wait for God to come looking for you. You go looking for God. Brother Sean, you don't wait, you go. We don't wait for gifts for us. We bring gifts of praise and gifts of worship and gifts of adoration to God. When we seek after Jesus, you can't help but go home. Another way, let me put it down like this. If your religion ain't working for you, it's time to change your religion. Do I have a witness? When you sincerely seek the light of Jesus, you can't help but go home. Another way. There's some people today that ain't with me. I need some help. The demon-possessed man said he was clothed in his right mind. And he wanted to follow Jesus. Said, no, go home and tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. Blind Bartimaeus went home another way. They said, who sinned? Did your mama sin? Did they hang out? Were they cheating around? He said, I don't know. I don't know. But this man that came into my life, I don't know where he come from. All I know, I was blind, but now I see. The woman at the well went home another way. The woman at the issue, blood issue, went home. All she did was touch the hem of his garment, and she went home another day. That ain't reaching, that ain't reaching. One day, Eric Wellington King touched Jesus, and I went home another way. Is there anybody here that God has touched your life and you are not the same? Do I have a witness? Is there anybody here that have experienced the light of Jesus and you haven't gone, been the same since? Do I have a witness? The light, the light, the light, the light. Not the light on the Christmas tree. Not the light on the front of your house. Not the light that the commercial light, but the light of Jesus Christ. Walk in the light. The beautiful light. Come where the dew drops. A mercy shine bright. Shine all around us.